Dr. Schneider, dictating a preimposed bronchodilator spirometry on patient David Wyatt. This goes to Dr. Crane on 12/28/23. Mr. Wyatt performed preimposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a minimal to moderate degree there was obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 5/24/23. There's been improvement. Period and paragraph impression. Mild to moderate airways obstruction with complete reversibility showing improvement. And next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Ferro, F-E-R-R-O. This goes to Dr. Christos, 1 on 12/28/23. Mrs. Farrow performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airway obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25.75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 8/2/23. There's been no significant change. Period to paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Faciani, F-A-C-I-A-N-E. This goes to the VA on 12/28/23. Mr. Faciani performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there's a mild impairment of flow rates period. After bronchodilators, there was no change in the forced vital capacity with the reversible airways obstruction noted. Period of paragraph impression, mild restriction with mild reversible airways obstruction, period, compared to a prior study dated 5/23/23, there's been improvement. Next, six-minute walk test on Robert Faciani. This goes to the VA on 12/28/23. Mr. Faciani performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94% period. The patient walked 479 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. And paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Wayne Jessup, J-E-S-S-U-P. This goes to the VA and to Dr. Price. On 12/28/23, Mr. Jessup performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a moderate degree there was obstruction period. There was complete reversibility after bronchodilators period. The paragraph impression, moderate reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma. Next, six-minute walk test on same patient, Wayne Jessup. This goes to Dr. Price on the VA on 12/28/23. Mr. Jessup performed a six-minute walk test period. Now, the patient achieved only 97 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation before the walk was 98%. At the end of the study, the saturation was 95% period. He did pause at 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And rested for over 2.5 minutes. Period of paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Nylander, N-Y-L-A-N-D-E-R. This goes to Dr. Christos 1. On 12/28/23, Mr. Nylander performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a moderate degree there was obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6/15/23. There's been no significant change. Period to paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mary McDowell. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 12/28/23, Mrs. McDowell performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was poor effort with a reduction of forced vital capacity of 20%, period. There was improvement in airflow, period, nopalgia compression. Moderate airways obstruction with a reversible component, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joan Yaros, Y-A-R-O-S. This goes to Carrie Waters, comma, PA. On 12-28-23, Mrs. Yaros performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the NICU bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a mild impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. Nopalgia compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.